This is an executive summary of qualified intermediary requirements for mineral rights exchanges, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Every deferred 1031 exchange requires a qualified intermediary, and a mineral exchange is no exception, but minerals add wrinkles that a real estate she may not anticipate. The core function is the same, the she is an independent party who holds your sale proceeds so you never take receipt of them, which is what makes the deferral valid. What's different for minerals is the paperwork around division orders, the timing of royalty checks, and the title conveyances unique to oil and gas. A chi who understands these can prevent the small administrative slip, a stray royalty check, a mishandled division order, that could jeopardize the exchange. This guide explains why you can't touch the proceeds, what the chi does, how mineral-specific paperwork is handled, how to choose a chi with oil and gas experience, and how to avoid constructive receipt. The chi's role is one part of the larger workflow we detail in our complete 2026 Guide to Mineral Rights and Royalty 1031 Exchanges. The foundation of every deferred exchange is that you, the taxpayer, must never have actual or constructive receipt of the sale proceeds. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.